So this is a question from Emmy, who says, this in response to the post that we wrote about Beth's spiritual perspective on abortion and reincarnation. And it says, I think this post is great in helping understand, as it can be overwhelming at times. I had an abortion in 2012, and I still think about it every day. And I want to ask the council if the spirit will come back to me in the future, and was it part of our soul plans?
Well, our question here would be, you want to know if the soul will come back in your future, in this particular life, in another life, in what you consider the future. Will it return? Yes, we feel it will in other realities, in what you would consider future lifetimes. There is never a loss or an ending when you are together with spirits who have come to help you. Is that understood?
It sounds like you're saying that you don't see this particular spirit from the terminated pregnancy returning to Emmy in this particular lifetime, but you're describing an eternal connection that Emmy has with this particular spirit, and that it would be easy for her in another reality, which she might think of as another lifetime in what seems to be her future, she could have a pregnancy with this spirit being her child.
When they have come together before, and if they so decide to experience a lifetime together again for whatever lessons or experiences they wish to have, this spirit may not choose to come in as her child. We see they will choose to be together probably many more times, but in different roles.
Oh, that's a good point. I didn't think of that. So
there is no loss. The connection is still there. The ending, the termination in this life was worked out beforehand, was available for this spirit to experience an ending in whichever way it was chosen to be done, and also for Emmy to have the experience of what she thought was a loss until she begins believing, as we try to tell everyone, you are more than just this body in this one lifetime. When she begins to understand and believe that she is a spirit in this physical body, that we are all one and we are all connected, the feeling of loss will then begin to disappear. And perhaps the happiness knowing that there will be other lifetimes, other realities where they will play roles in each other's lives to experience together whatever the so-called reasons that they come up with, whatever they want to experience, they will again be there to help each other out. Is that understood?
I think so. It sounds like you're saying that Emmy and this spirit have experienced other lifetimes together.
Yes, we see that.
And it sounds like you're saying that it was Emmy's and the spirit's plan prior to the pregnancy for that the pregnancy would not come to term. This is an answer to Emmy's question about was this part of our soul plans?
Yes, it was. It was together they wished to experience this.
And it sounds like you're saying that what Emmy wanted to experience was something that seemed like a loss so that she could have the opportunity to learn that there really isn't any loss, and that as her awareness expands, she connects more to who she is as a spiritual being, that through this experience she can feel the ongoing and eternal connection she has to this spirit.
Yes, and so we ask her to be open if she decides to again at some point in this reality to have children, to be open and welcoming to the new soul, where so many stay in that grief and that longing of the old soul. This was all agreed upon beforehand. So again, there is no loss. There is a continuation of what you plan to do. And there is a welcoming of new spirits who now enter your life for whatever roles you wish to play.
Now, when you say now enter her life, would you say that these spirits are part of her life in spirit for a long time? Any of them that would be coming in as her children?
Yes, if there is a choice to have children after this first, what she believes is a loss, she will bring in souls that she has planned this journey with.
Okay, and is it worth shedding any light on the experience or experiences that Emmy has shared with the soul involved in this terminated pregnancy from other lifetimes?
At this point, we see no.
Okay.
No real benefit in this,
mm-hmm.
because there will be more of a longing and more of a focusing on what that particular reality was about. And so we ask now to focus on this reality,
mm-hmm.
and create your desires.
Okay. I think that answers all the questions I have about Emmy's questions. Do you have any additional comments before
we feel she will understand this?
Okay. All right.